Hello, in the Good Company podcast. Anna Malos Kitzmann here with weekly dose of inspiration, motivation, self-provocation, all with the goal to have a more fulfilling, more aligned, more beautiful life. Today is a solo. Sometimes I have a guest who are doing inner work or done a lot of it and are doing amazing things and making this world better. I love those. I hope you had a chance to listen to my latest episode with my guest, Jennifer Temple, Ayurvedic specialist, all about us getting older. As we are all on the same wagon, we are all getting older since the day we are born. Anyway, but today is, I just want to record this episode, a reminder to you and me. I love it. I sent something to my family the other day, somebody in my family, and like a reminder about something to do to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's, like the memory loss. And my family member said, "Oh, that's so obvious." And I think sometimes the obvious things are the hardest because they are so obvious that we don't pay attention. We don't really even think about it because it's obvious. So sometimes I like to remind this obvious things because I think, again, I think it's important because if something is obvious, maybe too easy and we don't remember to acknowledge it or remember it to do or whatever. But I don't know if this is so obvious. It's just something that comes to me as I'm doing my inner work, as I am, growing and really getting to know myself even more and more and love myself even more and more and more. But something that came up and I want to share with you and remind you and make sure that you remember and are aware of it. And that's the fact that we are how limitless in opportunity, possibilities, and all kind of things we are as human beings. I really lately, and I hope you are noticing that too, and I have this, you have that feeling. I think as we are waking up, as we are being more conscious, we, as we heal our old traumas or wounds or generational wounds, it really allows us to feel that more. And for me, it's coming up so much lately, especially, when I left corporate yet again. Cycle number three, but I think this is the last one. And I had such a great run in marketing advertising, and I had, I get to this beautiful title of account director, and I was so proud, and I was like, I'm an account director, and obviously it's not the highest I could get, but I was so proud of myself, and I was like, but one day I was thinking like, what does this even mean? I'm freaking doing everything and anything, and it's just like a title that somebody gave me, and what does it mean to be account director? Like, so weird. So now when I'm doing all kind of things, podcasts, I'm painting, I am doing my baby good goods, my bags, selling my reusable gift bags, and my latest version venture, and what I really am interested in for so many years, and finally let it out and let it be and let it I let myself explore it, which is energy healing, something that I really was drawn for so many years to, but as a daughter of two engineers, I didn't allow myself to explore that subject because it's a woo-woo, because it's a weirdo, because it's like, what is that? Well, everything is energy, like Albert Einstein said. So and during my journey, I understood that, why we are consuming so much more, so much, why we are wasting, why we are buying stuff, why we are wants to be seen and heard, and we share so much on social media, and we consume so much because we try to fill that void and heal that wound of not being seen, not being heard, or filling that wounds with stuff, and we think that those stuff will make us feel better and look better and we'll get respect and admiration from others, but that's not the way. So that's why kind of it led me to energy healing. But I was thinking for a long time, I was thinking, oh my God, everybody will be so confused with me. And when if you do a lot of things, and you know, I think we all do, we probably you're probably thinking the same thing, right? Like, oh my God, I'm podcasting, I'm doing this, and like people will be confused what I'm really and what I'm doing. And I'm just doing these things, okay? Because they give me energy, because they drive me, because they fascinate me, because they fulfill me, because I love it. But I am not that thing. I'm not a podcaster. I'm not a account director. Never was. I'm not a you know, I'm not a painter. I'm not a energy healer. I'm doing those things. And I'm just a human being having this experience just like you. And I think if we allow ourselves to explore these parts of us, of painting, of whatever it is that you always wanted to do, that that gives you energy, that that inspires you, I don't know, really energizes you by end of the day and makes you happy. I think we really should lean in those things. And you know, despite what society tell you, do this, and you should be doing this way because that. And no, we are all different. Our marks are different. Our lines on our fingers are different. And just because somebody got somewhere a certain way or achieved it, or you know how success looks for them, or love or relationship or parenting, doesn't mean it needs to be same for you. I think just really tapping to yourself, and after doing this initial work of healing whatever is creating a chaos that you cannot access yourself, and I wasn't able to access myself. Now, just getting out all the stuff that I always wanted to get out, and I always wanted to share with others, but I am not that things, you know? And I think it's really nice and easy sometimes when we say, and it's important. For example, I'm a CEO of a company, right? Like, oh my God, it sounds so important. And then you're out of the way, everybody knows what I'm doing, but do they really? It just like it's just this like social agreement. Okay, CEO is somebody high. Nobody really knows what they are doing. But it sounds important. But really, I don't want to have these labels. I don't want to have this like, you know, limiting cage of name that, okay, so you can understand who I am, you know, like if you want to understand who I am, let's go and chat, or you can look at what I'm painting, or look what I'm doing, or I can do energy healing on you. But we are not those things. And I think it's just such a freeing realization. One of my important values on you know, feeling of being unlimited, being free, and allowing myself not to label myself. And I encourage you to do the same, to look at yourself, whatever society label put on you, right? Whatever job we do. But there is just so much more to you, so much more talent, so much more juice and gold, and the things, the unique things you bring to the world, and just digging and following these hinges of like what I want to do, what feels good in my body, what feels intuitively good for me or energizes me. It's just the best feeling in the world. And I just want to remind you that you are limitless, that you are not the label of whatever society or whoever puts on you to understand you quickly and better. But really, if they do, I don't think so, they do. And you are just so much more, and we are all so much more. And it's not like, oh, I'm so much more, I'm a guru, I am, you know, better than you or better than everybody else. No, it's just like we're all up there together, amazing human beings, without limits, and with so many possibilities, opportunities, if we do this, look inside and start digging out all those talents and gifts and treasures we have. I hope that makes any sense to you. It makes complete sense to me. And I, again, pretty obvious things maybe, but I just want to remind you how amazing you are today and always. And until the next time, love and light.